going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and welcome. A lot to talk about on this 9 o'clock stretch. First, let's start by stretching it out here.
I got a Charlie horse there.
That feels better. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It is 9:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And I want to give you a chance in case you didn't get your code word yet. So you'll be in the running for Rock the Country tickets, Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. This is May 9th and 10th in Ocala. And yes, it's a big deal. And yes, these particular tickets are plus tickets. No, I'm not saying your significant other's overweight. It doesn't work that way.
No, not plus size.
Yeah, no,
plus.
These are plus tickets. All right, you ready for your big opportunity? Because the text word is big. Big, as in B-I-G, big. Text big to 20357. Got it? And these are plus tickets where you'll get close to the stage viewing area, an exclusive bar, special entrance, premium restrooms. Very nice. You ready? Text BIG to 20357. Data message rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Please buckle up. Please be nice to other human beings. We need more nice. Being
Agreed.
Serious.
Yep.
We do. People are too fast on the draw. That person cut me off. And there's no room for error. People just making simple mistakes like, sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Right.
It escalates immediately to...
Well, way too many videos out there showing just how crazy people get.
Yeah.
Quickly.
So what's the deal on this Zelensky guy? Here's my promo.
Okay.
As time and war drags on, I'm trusting President Zelensky... less and less. I hope for good, but I'm expecting a mess.
Can you get all that in 10 seconds and your tag?
I think so.
Okay, good.
I'll have to change the speed, the inflection, the tone.
But the point is very
and
well
then
made.
Greg will work his magic with the special digital editing machine that he possesses a great skill set at.
But your question is very valid. What is with this guy? It's like every time you think he's going to be rational for a moment, he falls off the deep end.
We had a deal. He was merely coming as a formality to shake hands with Trump.
Yeah.
We had a deal for the rare earth minerals, and he was there to sign it. The pomp and circumstance, and then, of course, Putin would see all that, and he'd go, man, these guys are not, that doesn't look like they're going to, give up any time now that America's got some stakes in it. Well, maybe I better, maybe if they come to me, I will be a little bit more open-eared. But that's not what happened. They had a breakdown. Now, of course, the left tried to make, you know, President Trump look bad. Oh, he was bad. He was rude. He was this. He was that. Oh, no, 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 no. No, people. No. All partisanship aside, that deal was done. This was strictly for a photo op, a handshake.
Yep.
Letting the rest of the world know that, hey, we're together on a deal. That means we're together.
And he decided to play games.
He did. And people say, oh, that made the president look bad. No, it didn't. It made Zelensky look bad. Look, the president's not going to go hat in hand and beg Europe for more. He doesn't need to. It's Zelensky that's got to go around, right? Mm-hmm. So, but here's a good, a little bit of a, again, you got that. You got what he said recently, that he didn't like the deal because it means where Russia's occupying Crimea, they basically would be able to take charge of at least a portion of that. Of course, Zelensky doesn't want that. And sometimes you can't always get what you want. Ukrainian leader President Zelensky proclaimed that his meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump on the sidelines of the funeral for Pope Francis has the potential to become historic. So this sounds like a positive, right? Zelensky met with Trump in St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican after joining other world leaders and paying their respects to the Pope. Photograph of the meeting showed Trump and Zelensky sitting opposite each other in chairs within the grand 16th century church. Meeting came amid increasing tensions between Washington and Kyiv, which has so far balked at the peace deal framework laid out by the Trump administration, well, actually the negotiators, yeah, likely including Ukraine ceding land to Russia, which Zelensky claimed is a non-starter. Well, you wish the war against you was a non-starter, but guess what? It started. And it's still going on.
Yeah.
The White House said that the meeting between the two leaders took place for around 15 minutes and was very productive, with more details to be published later. And so that was on Saturday, I guess, or Friday when that came out. So, I mean, we need to get some good news, I think. I think when there's a lack of good news on coming to an agreement, when it's reported out, yep, they're still pretty far apart on this and that and the other thing, I think Putin just sits back, keeps lobbing missiles, drones.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, I'll just, you know, keep up the barrage for a while. And in the meanwhile, people are dying. I don't know. I just, my confidence in that whole deal getting taken care of as quickly as I once thought. And it wasn't all about Trump either. I just thought, you know, Biden never even spoke to Putin in his last 3 years in the White House. Not a word.
Isn't that crazy? A world leader.
It is, a world leader.
Yeah, and you've not even, and you're funding a war against him, basically.
And it doesn't mean that you have to be his buddy or anything else, but through conversation, sometimes you can learn something and you say, you know what? I think there's some things that he wants that we might be able to help with. And if we can get Zelensky on board, you know, maybe he will knock it off. But you're never going to know that if you have zero. I said zero conversations.
I think Trump, seriously, I mean, yeah, he's Trump. But I think he really thought these two would come to a point where it's, okay, this is not going to progress for anybody. There's no win-win here unless we stop the war.
Well, I think a lot of it is, well, they're both, you know, proud men,
sure.
Zelensky and Putin.
Sure.
And I think Putin remembers enough of the good old days, maybe, in his mind.
Yeah.
Of, I guess, the strength and power of what, you know, was the Soviet Union. And he wants to, you know, return that motherland to that kind of size and strength. But, you know, I don't want to, like, ruin his pipe dream, but it's kind of like, hey, dude, so you had all that, and what'd you do with it?
Right.
Y'all squandered it. You didn't really develop any products. I mean,
your people were starving.
You ever seen a Russian car?
Oh, yeah. They ain't pretty.
You don't see them very often because nobody would ever pay for the freight to drag a rusting bag of bolts across the ocean. to get here. So, yeah, they had opportunities. So, you know, yeah, he wants Russia to be great again. Well, the part that you have, which is still like one of the largest land masses on the planet, why don't you just work within the grounds that you already have? See if you can't make that good.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can't make that work. Yeah, when you can work on that, then you go, hey, you know, you might not even have to invade. You just go, hey, you want to join the winning team?
Absolutely.
Who knows? At some point, Ukraine could be their 51st state.
What? Ooh.
I don't know how many states they have.
I don't know.
But I think you get the point.
You get the point, yeah.
9:16, Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile, more headlines, etc. Coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let's make Mondays awesome. Well, we've got a good start. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:20, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'll give you that code word in a little bit. I just gave it to you last segment. Be patient. You should have been tuning in earlier. But it's okay. Don't go away. I'll take care of you. Like I was taken care of last night, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. Saturday night.
Saturday.
The weekend's kind of a blur. Got a lot done. A lot of things going on.
Yeah.
But Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, their appreciation dinner, I thought went extremely well. The food was deliciosos. And this was at the World Equestrian Center. And, gosh, I don't know. I think it was over 400 people attending.
Nice.
And so Dan DeMarco and the whole crew. And there are a lot of hardworking people. And they're almost all of them volunteers. They keep the overhead low. They've got a lot going on. And I'm proud to be a part of it. And it went very, very well. And I had to sneak out a little bit early. I know, shocker. But I was. I was just kind of beat. It was a long weekend.
Well, you'd been out to the whole big bike event out to Leesburg Way or whatever. So it's exhausting buying a new motorcycle. There's that part, too.
Yeah, and I've been fighting a little something.
Yes, you have for a few days now, actually.
Yeah. And so hopefully some good rest will help alleviate that. And, Greg, you've been busy as well.
Yeah, the big fundraiser, Tyler's Hope, of course, trying to find a cure for dystonia. That was going on Saturday in Alachua, or Lachua, as some like to say. So it was great seeing some Sky listeners there. And, of course, you know, some of the usuals. But, yeah, a great time, great food, and some money raised for an awesome cause right in our community.
Eating good food.
Yes.
And the proceeds going to a good cause.
Absolutely.
That's
a win-win.
I like that.
Yeah. And you get to hang out with some folks we know and like. And
you know the people standing like on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about, you know, I don't know what you call them I'm not trying to be.
Panhandlers?
Mean, yeah.
I mean, or whatever, yeah.
But then you've got, like the people, like the little peewee football, cheerleaders and all that.
Right.
God bless them, right? They're cute kids.
Right.
You want to try to help, but I don't think you're giving them much of a work ethic. You're teaching kids, just stand with your hand out, and somebody else will pay the bill.
Yeah, I see where you're going.
I'm not trying to be, you know, picky, but so look, the same way we go to a charitable event,
yes,
you pay for the event or whatever, and you get food.
Right. It's a fundraiser for an event or a need.
So, are the kids. I mean, hand me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, man. I'll slide you, a sawbuck or something.
Sure.
I mean, those kids think you didn't know what a sawbuck is.
But no, I think you're right, because I think they're not only would they raise more money, probably.
Yeah.
But they're learning something. And they're already, a lot of these groups are part of a team, and I think maybe learning a little teamwork, a little effort. I think you're, because I feel kind of the same way you do when I see him out there.
But that being said,
my
Betsy has coached lots of, Little League soccer and softball teams and stuff like that. And she said, well, I can tell you I've done both. And just having folks stand kind of on the corners, she goes, was a lot more productive financially. It's not like the kids didn't want to wash cars. That's fine. But they just raised a lot more by just sticking their bucket out there and say, hey, can you help the team? So what do I know?
We don't call you. We've been talking about it on the show.
Do we have a special day in history? I believe that we do. Yes. It was, in fact, April 28th, 1789, there was a ship named after a paper towel company. You might have heard of it. The Bounty. Remember that? Huh? The quicker sail to the other coast, Icker. 3 weeks into the journey from Tahiti to the West Indies, the HMS Bounty is seized in a mutiny led by Fletcher Christian, the master's mate. Captain William Bligh and 18 of his loyal supporters were set adrift in a small open boat, and the Bounty set course to go south of Tahiti. In December 1787, the Bounty left England for Tahiti in the South Pacific. It was to collect a cargo of breadfruit saplings to transport to the West Indies. Then it would serve as food for enslaved passengers. After a 10-month journey, the Bounty arrived in Tahiti in October of 1788 and remained there for 5 months. On Tahiti, the crew enjoyed an idyllic life, reveling in the comfortable climate, the lush surroundings, and the hospitality of the Tahitians. Fletcher Christian, who led the mutiny, fell in love with a Tahitian woman. And April of 1789, the Bounty departed Tahiti with its store of breadfruit saplings. On April 28th, near the island of Tonga, Christian and 25 petty officers and seamen, that's when they seized the ship. Captain Bligh, who eventually would fall prey to a total of 3 mutinies in his career.
Wow.
Why don't they call him Captain Jerk? Clearly nobody liked him.
Apparently.
Yeah, he was known as an oppressive commander. He was very insulting to those who had to work under his command. So yeah, they set him adrift in an overcrowded 23-foot-long boat in the middle of the Pacific. Christian and his conspirators had apparently handed him a death sentence by remarkable seamanship. However, Bligh and his men reached Timor in the East Indies on June 14th after a voyage of 3,600 miles.
Wow.
Bligh eventually returned to England and soon sailed again to Tahiti, from where he successfully transported breadfruit trees to the West Indies. Wow. So, mutiny on the Bounty.
I bet most people hear that and don't even know the story.
They do now.
Yes, they do.
Captain Bligh.
Not a very nice guy, sounds like.
No.
Not the word for it.
I mean, look, you get one mutiny.
Yeah.
You go, eh.
Maybe it was them. Maybe it's not me this
right.
time. Yeah.
You get the second one, you're like, yeah, it's probably me. And you don't change.
Yeah.
And here comes the third one. But apparently he was a tough one to be in the open ocean back then and make it 3,600 miles
Amazing.
In a boat, not under power.
Wow.
That is amazing. President Trump, speaking of the good old days, going back, back, back. When old Chris Columbus was sailing the ocean blue, President Donald Trump announced Sunday that he is bringing Columbus Day back from the ashes like a phoenix it shall rise. Columbus Day. Back in business. And all the Italians are happy. It is 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. In about 15 minutes, we got things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts only. No political stuff. Can you do it? Do you have an attitude of gratitude? You can share it with us coming up. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Let me give you that code word so that you can win tickets, 2-day plus tickets to the big outdoor festival. Yep, Rock the Country, We the People. Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Tracy Lawrence, Nickelback, and a whole lot more. Are you ready? Text the word BIG to 20357. That's B-I-G, BIG. Text it to 20357. You'll be in the running for these plus tickets where you get special close to the stage viewing area, an exclusive bar, special entrance, and premium restrooms. What could be lovelier? So do it. Text the word BIG to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive.
Good job. Legalese covered. If the attorney's happy.
Oh, yes. Always. On this day, in 1789, is when the HMS Bounty was seized in a very mutinous way by Fletcher Christian. Captain William Bligh was taken out of charge from the ship and set out into ocean, open ocean in a small boat.
That's amazing. He survived.
And he survived. And there are survivors that live in little islands very far away that can trace all their lineage back to one of the 8 or 9 mutineers.
Yeah.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Pete, good morning.
Good morning. I have a little historical tidbit for you. The Bounty, the men and women that took over the Bounty, they went to an isolated speck of land called Pitcairn Island. Way, 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 way from everything else. And it took a while, but eventually a boat did go there, a ship did go there and check it out. And it was interesting because there were several women still that had survived, but just one man and all the other men were conveniently dead or missing. Thought that was kind of funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unless you're one
of them. So the descendants are a lot of them from him. And his name was actually John Adams, I do believe.
Wow. There you go.
And so here's an island. It's actually a set of them, but they're very small. Mm-hmm. Really, like 1,000 miles from Tahiti, which is in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And at one point, the 2-mile island, you know, it's like 2 miles long, actually gets so overcrowded, they have to move the people.
What?
Yes.
Well, that's congestion there.
And then some of them went back.
Hmm.
And the others went to a former, penal colony.
Right.
And that's where a lot of them still live. Descendants.
I was going to say, perhaps that explains the overpopulation.
It's possible. It is. It's interesting. These stories, I don't remember that whole story.
We just hear the phrase.
The mutiny on the Bounty, Captain Bligh. That was it. I don't even remember the Fletcher Christian, really. I mean, until now that I've said it 5 times, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think I remember. But yeah, history is interesting and exciting. Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it as a kid in school. It was one of my, I mean, that and the Englishes, variants of that. Math, did okay in math. And then algebra came along.
Yeah, that was kind of my downfall, too.
Yeah, not good. It was not pretty.
My favorite pirate, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, there you go.
Was he real?
Sure. I mean, I've seen him on TV. He shows up every once in a while at Disney.
He shows up every once in a while in court.
At hospital. Well, yes, but usually he wins, typically, too. So
it's true.
There's that.
Johnny Depp.
You know, it's almost like I've gained an appreciation for him, despite all the stuff. It's kind of like...
I liked him from Jump Street.
Oh, yeah, that's going back.
Now, did you see what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did. Yeah, 21 Jump Street. I remember that. Bob's so clever, even on a Monday.
Yeah.
Even on a Monday.
I'm double jointed. I pat myself on the back so often. It's pretty sad.
Otherwise, you'd hurt yourself.
All right. We got other things we're supposed to talk about. I just can't remember what it was.
Yeah, but there's only like 20 and a half minutes left of the show.
So I wanted to give the code word out. I know that. Did I do that yet?
Yeah.
Just now?
I did.
Yeah. Did I? No, we went to Pete first, didn't we?
Now I got to go back and listen to the Odyssey app and find out.
I better give it out just in case.
Yeah.
I went to high school with that guy, Justin.
Yeah, really.
Just in case.
He's done okay. I hear about him on TV and stuff. Yeah.
Shows up, you know, every once in a while
you
just to help.
You did give it, but it wouldn't hurt to give it again.
All right. The word is big, B-I-G, big. Text big to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of plus tickets to Rock the Country, Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, and more. Text the word big to 20357. Good luck. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive.
Legalese, see?
All right. I love all this talk about shipping and pirates.
Well, it's that whole Irish pirate thing in your
being
history.
Being on the ocean blue.
Yeah.
President Donald Trump called for military and commercial ships from the United States to be able to travel through the Suez and Panama canals without facing a fee, and added that he had directed Secretary of State Marco Rubio to take care of the issue. And apparently all the ships have to do when they show up, when they're getting into the canal itself, they just yell, Marco! And then if the Panamanians shout back, Rubio!
Then you can get in.
That's it. That's all you got to do. It's
who
like
knew?
It's like passphrase.
That's right. I think it's so funny that when you, and we'd kind of forgotten how bad it was, and we were talking about this a week or so ago. You know, they're pretty tight now. He's part of the cabinet. He's right there, Rubio. When you go back and you watch the video of how brutal they were to each other during the 2016 or 15 and the 16 campaign. Whoa. I mean, you know. Sides of their hands, and just you name it, they were going at each other. And here they are.
They went back and forth, almost like the back and forth scene with Colonel Jessup, Jack Nicholson, A Few Good Men, Tom Cruise, right? I would do his voice, but I'm losing mine, so I can't really do it the way he does it. That has got to be one of the greatest scenes on film, back and forth. So, what the president is referring to, American ships, both military and commercial, allowed to travel free of charge through those canals. Now, President Trump wrote this on a Truth Social post. Those canals would not exist without the United States of America. I've asked Secretary of State Marco Rubio to immediately take care of it and memorialize this situation. Memorialize? Does that mean like have like, I don't know, christening a ship or something? Christen the canal? Rechristen it? Free passage? I don't know how you... Is that what he means by memorialize? Trump's post comes as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced earlier this month during a press conference in Panama that the U.S. and Panama would sign a declaration providing a framework for U.S. warships and auxiliary ships to travel first and free through the canal, which the U.S. built in the early 1900s before it was handed over to Panama in the 1990s. I think Trump may have just said that just to throw Marco Rubio out there.
Mm-hmm.
So the bad guys would maybe lay off Pete Hegseth for a few minutes.
I'm telling you.
At least let him catch his breath.
Got to give the guy a breather.
Man,
absolutely.
They are really, they're out to get that guy.
For sure.
Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, He was on one of the Sunday shows, Meet the Press, and he said that, look, trade negotiations are going very, very well with several Asian countries. They're moving along. Host Martha Raddatz, in a very, I'm sure, friendly way, said, let's talk about the Time interview with President Trump. He said that he has made 200 deals on tariffs. 200 deals? Who has he made those deals with? Is there actually any deal at this point? Pretty savvy, Martha. Pretty savvy. Yeah, there might be a couple where they're actually put down on paper and signed. But, you know, that's the Trump hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 200 deals done. What he means is they'll be done very soon, in essence. They've come to an agreement. No, it goes beyond talking.
I get you.
We struck a deal. Look, I shook their hands. You know, let these folks work out the details. Because you know it takes time. It's not going to be official for a little bit. But I believe that he has 200 deals in the works that are probably nearly completed. A lot of these countries are small, and sometimes there's several deals with a single country. That's probably how he came up with that large of a number. But Scott Bessent, he was pretty quick on his feet. He said, I believe that he is referring to the sub-deals within the negotiations we're doing. That was a good one.
I like that.
Well, it is true. There are several deals within a deal. So he's talking about sub-deals. Now, I'm talking hoagies.
Yeah.
Some people call them that. And Raddatz said, but those aren't actual deals.
Of course.
Oh, ye of little faith, Martha. Yep. Bessent said, Martha, if there are 180 countries and 18 important trading partners, let's put China to the side because that's a special negotiation. There are 17 important trading partners, and we have a process in place over the next 90 days to negotiate with them. Some of those are moving along very well, especially with the Asian countries. And he said, we've had several of these Asian countries have come in and said, oh, well, we'll stop doing this and this and this. I look at these lists and I think, wow, how did we get here? Because this trading system has been so unfair. As President Trump says, I don't blame the countries. I blame the previous administrations that let them get away with it.
There you go.
Conversation, you know, kind of switched gears after that. But I've been, look, I got to hand it to her. Yeah. Doesn't have 200 deals done. It's not how he works.
No.
Got the handshake, got the nod.
They really all know that. They just want to be able to be technical and say he's not getting everything done he wants to get done.
Well, because that's all they have.
Exactly.
All they have is technicalities.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like a, you know, a desperate lawyer, that's what they look for, the technicalities.
Because that's what they can catch you on.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying and have been trying to do with Trump for a while now. Busy, busy, busy in Florida.
Yeah.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers and agents teamed up with Florida State Police, round up nearly 800 illegal aliens during a four-day operation this week, part of a multi-agency immigration enforcement crackdown. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Christy, Where's My Purse Gnome, said that this is a warning to criminal illegal aliens across the country. We're coming for you. Florida Highway Patrol troopers teamed up with the task force, Operation Tidal Wave. Nearly 800 arrests. Excellent work. They called it a first-of-its-kind partnership between state and federal partners. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis posted a comment on social media on Saturday saying Florida's leading the nation in active cooperation with the Trump administration for immigration enforcement and deportation operations. Indeed. Indeed. And the proof is in the actions. It's so much more powerful than words.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I hope things are going well in your life. If not, you have to look for those little silver linings, the little blessings that we forget about because we stress ourselves out. Well, we have a little segment. We call it Things That Make You Smile. You call in with something. You go, you know, forgot how awesome my life is. And just pick one or two things and tell us about it. Things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts.
Positive and
no political stuff.
There you go.
You can do it. It's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now, 877-975-9825. Another gorgeous day is just a brewing for us. I love it, and thank you for tuning in. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us, and it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825, and Tom, what's making you smile?
Well, I've got a one-year-old Australian Shepherd puppy who is getting neutered today. And with the exception of Jack, the puppy, the whole family is going to be smiling big time. Thank you, guys.
I'm glad you added "with the exception of." Good stuff. Jerry, what's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I'm smiling with gratitude for the men and women who are dedicated at the Alachua County Combined Communications Center and the Gainesville Police Department who rendered assistance to me early Saturday morning when I came up upon my car getting broken into by an intruder. They came out and responded very quickly with extreme dedication, empathy, and professionalism, and it makes me smile with gratitude for their dedication and vigilance in helping us in our community.
Fantastic. I love to hear that, too. Thank you. Good morning, Mike. What's making you smile?
Yeah, what makes me smile is I live out in the Ocklawaha National Forest with these nice paved roads, and I was going down the road, and there was about 15 bikers on the road, and there was a little old fellow that runs down to the store every day on his little mini bike, goes about 25, and he got off the road for the bikers, but the bikers waved him in. They rode 35 miles an hour all the way down the convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
When they got there, pulled in, and all the bikers pulled in with them, they were giving them fist bumps, shoulder bumps, handshakes, treated him like a true gentleman that he was. Now, that would make you smile.
Oh, that makes me smile. Thanks for sharing that.
That's awesome
me.
When you see that kind of thing.
Morning, Shep. What's making you smile?
Well, yesterday I replaced the timing belt, tensioners, water pump, and thermostat on my wife's car. About $150 worth of parts, but it would have cost $1,400 to have it done. I'm paying for it physically right now, but it was worth it, and that's what's making me smile. See you guys.
Right on.
See, I was about to ask him to see if he wants to change oil on my Jeep that I need to do this week until he got to the part about
what he needs
about
right,
feeling it.
What he needs right now is a carton of Epsom salt and a nice hot bath.
There you go.
Good morning, Mike. What's making you smile?
That was a good one. I finally got something to call about. Friday, I brought my golf cart in for repairs. It needs new batteries. They're not that old, about 4 years. They cost me at the time $800 for wet cells. Now they can't refurbish those, do anything about it, but they've sold me on a power pack for $6,200 for cash to have the labor and the wire harness replaced. But that was, man, the guy almost sold me a $12,000 cart, knocked down to $3,000 to $9,000 by three with the trade in, and then still sell me a cart that I didn't want. But I told him, congratulations, you're a hell of a salesman. So he somebody something you don't want and make you happy you bought it. But I said, I can't have this car. I want my old Betsy back and new batteries. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
things
yeah.
are getting crazy.
Bob really hated having 6,200, to get a new Harley.
$6,200.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. I could have had a Harley crate engine pushing about 135 horsepower they could have dropped in there.
Uh-huh.
That would have made the neighbors super jelly.
Oh, yeah.
And probably would have been somewhat against the law.
Probably so, yeah.
What was that?
Details.
Coming up, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. I just refer to her as Billichick, Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
Ah.
It's just easier that way. Apparently, he was having an interview with a reporter and wanted to know how they met. She steps right in and says, we're not going to talk about this.
Woo-hoo.
And the CBS reporter also noted that she injected into the interview several times and that she's a constant presence during the interview. Well, Bill lets her get away with that. You know why? Because she is smoking hot. That's why. And that's your smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.